Everyone, and welcome to the Calzona Board Minicast. I'm Becca, and I'm your host. I have decided, in my infinite wisdom, because I have this summer off, and because I'm a 21-year-old college student with nothing better to do with my time, I'm going to put out a minicast every 3 days. And I will hopefully keep to that as long as I have topics. So the more topics you leave me in comments, the easier it's going to be for me to take the next 2 months and fill it up with all the topics on Grays and Calzona I can get my hands on. Today we're going to talk about the family Torres, one of the more interesting families on Grays, in a group of interesting families. Alright, so let's go over the facts we know about the Torres clan. Her father is Carlos. She has a mother who's living, but we don't know her name. She has a sister, Aria, and an uncle, Roberto. Pretty much all we know. She's mentioned a few aunts before in different scenes, especially when she's talking about the money and her father cutting her off from the family. So starting off her discussion on Carlos, I want to play a clip for you all from the episode where Carlos comes back to Seattle after his fight with Callie and he brings a priest.
I can't do this anymore. You'll see me in hell.
Just a minute, please. I have to catch you.
What?
Your whole life. You've always been on a bridge, Calliope, ever since you were a little girl. And you don't just walk on it either. No, you climb on the railing and you're ready to leap. And when you do, when that happens, I have to be there. I have to catch you.
You don't have to catch me, Dad.
Yes, I do. It's my job.
I think many of us assumed after Carlos cut Callie out of his life and cut off her trust fund and cut the family off from talking to her that he was more prejudiced about the fact that his daughter was dating a woman than anything else. What I think this scene really shows is Carlos thinks that his daughter is jumping again, and he is so scared that she's going to jump and he's not going to be there to catch her and she's going to fall, that nothing else really registers with him. If we consider the scene where Carlos and Callie are quoting the Bible at each other for a moment, you see that Callie has these quotes on the top of her head. And I don't think that Carlos didn't know the Bible quotes. I think he was so worried about saying them properly and correctly and having them there that he had to write them down. I think Callie has had to have this fight in her mind before, that she was raised to have certain beliefs and to hold them true, and she kind of shattered them with the divorce thing. I'm assuming that probably went over very, very badly with her very, very Catholic family, that she needed to have these quotes for her own good. And she used them against her father because she needed something to counteract his quotes. So she started to spout off the ones that she had probably told herself over and over. I don't think Carlos is used to Callie dating adults either. He's not used to having somebody down there with him holding the other side of the net. And I think that Arizona being an adult has a huge impact on why he finally accepts it in the end. After all of the drama and after everything else, when Arizona gives that good man in the storm speech, and he realizes, my daughter's with somebody who loves her, who respects her, who will be there holding the other end of the net with me, I think that changes a lot for him. That makes him see that Callie has finally picked somebody who's mature and who can handle life and who can handle stress and isn't going to just leave her when things get rough. Arizona is amazingly mature for the men we've seen Callie be with. Mark isn't that mature. He has his moments of maturity, but he's really not that mature. George obviously had problems not sleeping with Izzy, and we haven't really seen anybody else. I think in the end, Carlos seeing that Callie is dating an adult really affects his decision making. He sees this woman who is an attending physician and who has her life together and who is really good for his daughter. And that overrides the fact that she's a woman. And I really think that he came around in the end because he saw how happy his daughter was. He saw that Callie wasn't just going to bend over anymore. She was going to be with somebody who she didn't have to compromise herself for to be in that relationship. She didn't have to lose a part of herself to make the other person happy enough where they were going to stick with her. And I think for Carlos, that is bigger than any other factor. Moving on to Mrs. Torres now, we really don't know anything about her. We know the generic mom stuff kind of that she wants to plan a wedding for her daughter, and she was upset that Callie didn't have her at her wedding to George. But we don't really know anything about her personality. We don't know about her feelings really on Callie being gay. We do know that she stopped talking to Callie during the fight with Carlos, but we don't know if that's because of the fact that her husband decided that they were no longer speaking to her, or because she had a problem genuinely with Callie being a lesbian. So there's really not much I can say about her other than the fact that we want to see her. I think that's a lot of the fandom would like to see a scene with Mrs. Torres and Callie in it. I think that a lot of people were surprised when Callie said that she had a sister named Daria, because in a previous episode, Carlos had said to George that Callie was his only little girl. So I think it was either a mistake on the writer of the episode where Carlos talked to George, or it was a mistake on the writer who wrote Callie saying she had a sister. I don't think that Aria was planned that far ago in season three. So my only conclusion I can draw from it is that Aria will be in an upcoming episode, and they needed to plant the seed that she has a sister, so when Aria shows up, it's not completely out of the blue. I think a lot of people assume that Aria is younger than Callie. I am one of those people. I assume that she's about 23, so she's about 10 to 12 years younger than Callie. One thing I'd like to put out to the fandom and to the listeners is, who would you like to see play Aria? Would you like to see her be older, younger? What kind of look would you like to have? So I'd like to ask you all to leave comments and to tell me who you'd like to play Arya. The last family member I'd like to talk about was mentioned in one line during the fight between Callie and her father, and she mentioned her uncle Berto. And I think we're assuming that he's a gay man, and that the family either doesn't acknowledge it, or he hasn't come out at all, and he just has a roommate or whatnot. And I think it was very interesting that the writers gave Callie a gay relative, especially a gay relative that was so closely related to her and her father. And that I'm assuming and I'm hoping that at some point the mysterious Uncle Berto will make an appearance, because I think it would be very interesting for them to have a conversation, being raised in the same family, about what Callie's going through. And I'd like to imagine that they had talks about what it was like to be in the family, and kind of have Callie use his experience with it when she comes out to the family at large. Because we don't know if Carlos told the family at large, or if he just said, "We're not talking to Callie anymore," and didn't give them details. We're not sure about Callie's status within the family of being open about her sexuality. I think that wraps the Torres Clan minicast. I'd love to hear from you guys if you guys want to leave a comment and let me know what you think, if you agreed, disagreed, any other thoughts. Before I go, I just want to leave you all with one of my favorite clips between Carlos and Callie. It's just kind of a fun little moment at the end of their father-daughter talk. I hope you all have a good week, and I'll be back next week with another installment of the Calzona Board minicast.
She's not a vegetarian, she, because I don't know how much more I can take.
She's not a vegetarian.